21-19 with 5:16 to go. The extra point is up, and that looks to be good. It is, so Kent Denver makes it a one-point game, 21-20. But, Jacob, good job there by the Tigers. They really didn't give up any big plays. It's just a couple of nice pass plays, and sometimes you got to tip your cap to the other team. They're just going to make some out there.
Yeah, and then you just got to answer back here as well. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, yeah, it was a great drive by Kent Denver, but how do you answer back? How do you let that tenacity go? You're in a tight game here in the second half, which hasn't been the situation Tigers have been in. So what do you do to answer back now?
So Sterling, the offense, see if they can get it going back the right direction. Got to avoid the sacks. Wyatt Buckley's gotten hit hard a couple of times in the backfield tonight. See if they can keep leaning on that running game that's been so good. And maybe, we've said it before, the kick return guys can get him a spark here. Moving right to left on your radio dial. And the Kent Denver special teams unit ready to boot it away from their 40-yard line. And fresh off the touchdown, it will be Wyatt Walker to kick. As he gives the orders to his gunners, they spread out. 5 and 5 each side, and they didn't have a football out there. One of the gunners just got hit in the leg, didn't even see it. Kate Oaksley, keep your head on a swivel out there. They've got the football back there, and they have put Gage Parker back. Manny Renteria on the near side. Gage has been the fire starter tonight for the Tigers. That pick six back in the first half. The big 32-yard reception on the lone offensive touchdown drive. And the approach. Good kick here by Walker. It's heading towards Parker. Brings it in at the 5-yard line on the right hash mark. Up across the 15. Jukes slips past one defender trying to get around the Kent Denver Sun Devils. And he's finally forced out of bounds up across the 25-yard line near the 30. And the Tigers will take over with 5:08 to go here in the third quarter.
I'll tell you what, Gage doesn't shy away from contact there. He was just running right into Kent Denver players, trying to get a couple more yards on that nice return. We'll see if that continues here on this drive. Maybe they'll get it to Parker on a couple slots.
And I'm not sure where they're marking it out. Gage somehow towed the line out there. Nope, they're going back now. They realized they went too far forward. So the officials right now are huddled up. I'm not sure if there was a flag over there on the far side. There's a small huddle of Kent Denver people over there. And now they're going to ask for the football from the Tigers' sideline, and they will put it down near the 30-yard line. So not sure what the discussion
maybe
was.
Maybe just where he went out, I think, is more or less the conversation there, where his foot went out.
So they'll put it right on the 30-yard line with 5:08 to go here in the third quarter. Tigers up 21-20, one-point difference on our Carpet Comfort Center scoreboard. We expected this one to be a good close one. It's been that so far. As the Tigers come out in the shotgun, three receivers, two to the near side, running back, quarterback's left, tight end in motion to the near side. It looks like it's Gandy lining up as the tight end. Option play, Buckley pitches it late to Whited. Whited turns upfield, slips through one tackle at the line of scrimmage, and what could have been a 2-3 yard loss turns into a 6-yard gain.
Nice decision there by Buckley. Saw Whited open there on the pitch, make a great pitch there, and Whited did the rest to pick up a positive yards.
They'll give him 7 up to the 37. Great job by Whited. Every time, man, you see him on the edge, and you're like, there's no way he's getting there, and he just sprints right past. Beautiful juke, just plants his feet and goes. Has to get lateral sometimes to get the lane, and when he does, he finally knows when to turn it up and go north-south.
Yeah, he knows how to put on those turbos, and he can do it really quick, get in that second gear.
That's got to be some of that soccer, too, of being a striker and just knowing you got to jog it out and then sprint all of a sudden and try to get past the defender. He brings that skill well. Here, second and three, shotgun snap. Buckley hands it off to Whited right up the gut, bounces out right side. Whited slips through. He's got the first down. Still spinning forward out near midfield. They'll mark him at the 49, gain of 12 for the first down for the Tigers. Two carries, 19 yards, and they're a yard shy of midfield.
Once again, just able to get that separation. There was three or four Kent Denver players that were around him, not able to take him down, and Wyatt was able to get that first down.
Right now, keep feeding the ball to Nathaniel Wyatt. And again, Jacob, we said it earlier, this is why you don't run Nathaniel so much in the first half. Let him go in against a little bit tired second half defense, and he's going to have the speed advantage against almost anybody they see on the schedule the rest of the year.
Right now he has some fresh legs, and he's showing it off.
Three receivers, and it's a bobble snap on the handoff, and Kent Denver's on top of it. Wyatt Buckley trying to get in there. Nathaniel Whited fighting for the football. It's a battle on the pile at the 46-yard line of Sterling. They're still fighting for the football. Officials looking in, and we're waiting to see And, oh, the Tigers somehow got it back. There was a defender there for Kent Dever. I think it was number 41 there. And that is Will Howard, the junior middle linebacker. I thought he was on that football. Yeah. And somehow somebody for Sterling ripped that away. They will lose 2 yards back to the 47, but the Tigers will give up the 2 yards to hold on possession.
Yeah, Nathaniel Whitey will take a break here. Just kind of, he was stuck in that pile there. So hard to catch your breath a little bit here.
Aiden Ganny now steps in as the spellback. Three receivers, two to the right side. Tight end is Shifley, right side formation. One receiver is Parker by himself to the near side. And a whistle. And the Tigers will have to take a timeout to avoid the delay of game there. So Sterling will burn there first. And Jacob, well, we've got a moment here. Let's go and take a look at our McDonald and Kyle physical therapy injury report, because we do have a couple of Tigers, unfortunately, out here so far this week. Tino Diaz injured his shoulder, and it's one of those things they said he may be able to go this week. They just weren't sure. Instead, they played it safe. Tino being listed as out. He was in street clothes today, so hopefully he's back next week against Weld Central. It's just one of those weird stinger injuries where it's just got to get 100% healed before he can get back on the field. Hunter Diamond, the starting outside linebacker, backup quarterback, he's been in the sling all week. Unfortunately, still in it here today. They thought he may be able to go tonight. So those are the two big injuries that are coming back. And then, unfortunately, the Tigers have lost one of their defensive linemen, Ellis Kaiser. He blew out his knee in the first game against Yuma, covering that punt return. So those are the injuries so far for the Tigers, and unfortunate for Ellis, but hopefully the other two guys get back here soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, maybe it's like you said, they're resting, kind of making sure they're 100% going into league play starting next week as well, because, I mean, these games obviously count, but those ones are really where you want to get the wins.
So Buckley brings the slot man for the right side in motion, not all the way. And it's a option keeper. Buckley right up the middle. It gets upended inside the Kenton Denver 45 down to the 43-yard line. A gain of 10 there for Buckley on third down.
He's pretty slow to get up. Hopefully he's okay, because, I mean, that was a low hit. And he's limping up, but he's kind of clinching.
Yeah, he's trying to grab at that left leg right now. It's a third and short for the Tigers. Less than 2 yards as Gandy moves the quarterbacks right, and Buckley on this one, he may just go under center and try to hand this thing off. He's trying his best to call out the play calls here, biting his teeth a little bit, and it's a handoff right up the middle, and there you go, Aiden Gandy. That's how you help out your quarterback.
Yep.
Sprint right up the middle for 3 yards, and Gandy's got the first down.
Yeah, able to give your quarterback a break here and get that first down. Nice job of relying on that. It's going to be close, but I think they're going to give it to him. They will.
So the Tigers, a 3 yard gain for Gandy. And a reminder that McDonald and Kyle Physical Therapy focuses on improving athleticism and refining the specialized movement patterns required during sports. Visit McDonald and Kyle Physical Therapy in Fort Morgan or Sterling. And Jacob, I know when you had your injury a few years ago when you were playing, McDonald and Kyle really helped you rehabilitate your knee.
Absolutely. I mean, 10 plus years ago, and it was top notch then, and I've seen it, and it's top notch still. Go check it out if you're having any kind of nagging injuries.
Another handoff to Gandy up the middle, and Gandy again just charging forward. Close to 10 yards on the first down. They'll mark him down at the 32, gain of 8. And Sterling has kept the ball on the ground here. 6 straight handoffs, and they are marching down the field. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. They lead 21-20, trying to get back up by 8.
It's good to see Gandy get some carries as well, as he is a great back to have with Whited as well. Give Whited that break that much is needed with how he plays both offensively and defensively. Gandy, I mean, ain't no slouch at defense either.
13 carries, 88 yards for Gandy entering tonight. And he's just a sophomore. He's going to be scary in a couple years as Emerson goes in motion from the right side of the slot. Hand off to Whited. Whited's got the first down inside the 30 and carries the pile down to the 29-yard line before they call it stopped with 1:26 to go. So a 3-yard gain. And this is exactly what you want, Jacob. You're not getting those big, huge, you know, 20-plus yard plays, but this can kill the clock, and if you punch this in and score, Kenton Denver, they maybe get 2 more possessions left here in this ball game to try to find another tying score.
Right, which, I mean, and they're tough yards to go by. Both defenses are really clamping down. So if you can get a really good drive going, and that's kind of like the Tigers' MO, really, is they can burn the clock super fast. But is it a penalty?
I guess there was a penalty against the Tigers there right at the end. They mark it back all the way at the 37-yard line.
Illegal motion.
Okay, so an illegal motion there against Emerson before the snap. So negate that 3-yard carry for the first down. Back him up 5. It's second down now and about 6 for the Tigers. Buckley in the shotgun. 3 receivers to the left side. Running back to his left. Tight end left side of the formation as well. Mikowski by himself to the right. Buckley seems to be walking a lot better now. Brings Emerson in motion from the slot. Lets him run all the way through. And now Buckley will bark out the orders. Whited shifts to the right side of the backfield. The snap. And a handoff to Whited on a read option. Whited bouncing around off the left side. Now gets spun around and pushed back at the 35-yard line. They'll give him forward progress close to the 35, a gain of 2. And it should be third and short for the Tigers. About third and 3. Call it third and 4. 15 seconds to go. Should be final snap of the third quarter. Option pitch to the near side. Whited brings it in. And Whited's going to be awfully close to that first down. I think he's going to be a yard short. And the fourth quarter is going to start with a big fourth down for the Sterling Tigers. So Sterling has a fourth quarter lead, 21-20. Kent and Denver doing a good job fighting back. They get the lone touchdown score of the third quarter, and they decide not to go for two, take the extra point, and be down one. We'll step aside, start of the fourth quarter. Decision time for the Tigers when we come back here on KSTC. 21-20, first ever meeting between Sterling and Kent and Denver, part of the shakeup with all the leagues changing around, everybody getting realigned with each other and mixing. It's not straight geographically, certainly not,
no.
Because we would still be playing Platte Valley and Valley, I would assume, on our schedule if that were the case. But it's cool to see new schools that we haven't seen on the football field. Tigers and Sun Devils have certainly played in basketball in the postseason the last few years as Buckley brings Emerson in motion from the near side, going with the option play. Buckley gonna quarterback, keep it right up the middle, now bounces out to the left side, and he's got a free run, trying to get that last block towards the end zone. Touchdown, Sterktown! Wyatt Buckley, 32 yards to the house!
Buckley able to find an opening there and make some things happen. A nice late block down the field by one of his receivers. I think that was Gage Parker.
It would have been
there.
Gage on the left
Gage,
side.
Gage did a great job of getting that last block to give the avenue way for Buckley. Wow, what a huge touchdown.
Wyatt, what a good job tonight he has done on that option. Has known when to keep it, known when to pitch it. That has been awesome for him tonight. Gives the knuckles there to Nathaniel Whited, checking back in. Nathaniel still strapping the helmet. He wasn't in on that play. Gandy was the running back. Good snap, good hold. Kick is good, and that's a big extra point. Tigers back up by 8. It's 28-20, 11:49 to go.